British Columbia is exposed to more than its fair share of horror stories related to driving. In 2023, we saw street racers in expensive automobiles, traffic jams caused by crashes and three fatal incidents happening in Vancouver within a 48-hour span in July. Some elected officials have chosen to deal with these issues through policy. In 2019, the provincial government re-implemented the Intersection Safety Camera Program and the City of Vancouver authorized a pilot project to reduce speeds in specific neighborhoods and streets. Research company and Glacier Media recently asked British Columbians about these measures and found a high level of support for some of them. Across the province, more than 7 in 10 residents, 72%, unchanged since our previous survey in September 2022, are in favor of using speed on green intersection cameras, or red light cameras that also capture vehicles that are speeding. Right now, 140 devices like these ones are operational in 26 communities. Speed on green cameras are not regarded as negatively as the so-called photo radar of the 1990s that became a wedge issue in the 2001 provincial election. Sizable proportions of British Columbians who voted in 2020 for the BC Liberals, 76%, the BC New Democratic Party, NDP, 74%, and the BC Green Party, 73%, approve of their use in British Columbia's intersections. Majorities of British Columbians are also supportive of three other types of automated speed enforcement: fixed speed cameras, which stay in one location and measure speed as a vehicle passes, 73%, down 3 points; mobile speed cameras, which can be moved from place to place, 65%, down 1 point; and point-to-point enforcement, which uses cameras at two or more distant points on a road to issue tickets to vehicles whose average speed over the distance was excessive, 57%, down 4 points. For the past 4 years, Vancouver has had a pilot project after City Council unanimously passed a motion, introduced by Councillor Pete Fry, to reduce the speed limit to 30 km per hour on select residential streets in the city. Grandview Woodland was the first neighborhood to live under the new rules, which also called for keeping the speed limits at school and playground zones at 30 km per hour regardless of the day and time. Almost 7 in 10 British Columbians, 70%, down 2 points since June 2022, think reducing the speed limit to 30 km per hour on select residential streets is a good idea, while only 22%, up 4 points, consider it bad. There is a bit of pushback from residents compared to last year, but British Columbians side with the concept by a 3-to-1 margin. One interesting tidbit on this question is the fact that British Columbians aged 18 to 34 are more likely to endorse a reduction of the speed limit on residential streets, 73%, than their counterparts aged 35 to 54, 68%, and aged 55 and over, 65%. The numbers shift when British Columbians are asked if they would personally like to see the speed limit reduced to 30 km per hour on all residential streets in their own municipality, while keeping the speed limit on arterial and collector roads at 50 km per hour. Just over 3 in 5 residents, 61%, down 5 points, like this idea, while 32%, up 4 points, do not. On this question, gender tells a compelling story. The proportion of women in British Columbia who would welcome a Vancouver-style program in their municipality reaches 64%. Among men, support stands at 56%. Majorities of residents who voted in 2020 for the BC Greens, 70%, the BC NDP, 65%, and the BC Liberals, 61%, would like to see this policy in their own municipality. While both approval for Vancouver's guidelines and support for the adoption of a similar system have dropped slightly since 2022, one indicator has grown. This year, more than 2 in 5 British Columbians, 43%, up 4 points, say they see a car that they perceive as circulating above the speed limit of 50 km per hour, at least once a day, on the street where they reside. Only 14% of British Columbians, down 1 point, say this never happens. Residents of the Fraser Valley, 47%, Metro Vancouver, 45%, and Vancouver Island, 42%, are more likely to report daily exposure to speeding vehicles near their domicile than their counterparts in northern BC, 36%, or southern BC, 35%. Our survey shows that the policies to deal with speeding vehicles, whether as a punishment for not following the rules or as a change in local regulations, are not as contentious as social media might lead us to believe. Majorities of British Columbians continue to think these are good ideas, even if one-third are having a hard time imagining their implementation near their homes. Mario Canseco is president of Research Company. Results are based on an online study conducted from November 9-11, 2023, among 800 adults in British Columbia. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in British Columbia. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.